Would everybody introduce themselves, please?
Well, I'm Reverend Peyton.
You look, as I said in the parking lot, you look just like him.
Yeah.
Well. How did you, now, my daughter and I were just talking about Halloween costumes, and she's telling me what she wants to be. And I've been a crayon, I've been dyslexic, I've been all these different things. But I don't know if I could be you.
Yeah.
But that would be pretty cool.
Lots of people have been us.
What if I'm,
ironically, for Halloween.
Have they really?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Our tour manager did it last year.
Wow.
So
yeah, we get every Halloween fans, we get a handful of pictures.
But now they've been like one of you, or just like in one
both
human
of us.
Being,
usually
all of
it's
you?
Couples.
Yeah, sometimes it's both of us.
It's
sometimes
it's just
me.
No, because I'm thinking like if somebody was like half and half.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
It's kind of fun to have someone dress up as you for Halloween, I guess. But
maybe.
They never make my beard look as pretty as it looks.
Yeah, I know. Okay, onward and upward. And you are?
I'm Washboard Breezy.
Washboard Breezy. And behind the two, you know, you would think, right? You would think he wouldn't, you know, the man carries a big box. You carry a big box. Has anybody told you that?
They haven't.
So tell me some revisionist history, because, you know, and let's start with Indiana as kind of a musical place, because people know it for a lot of things. And there is a lot of musical history
absolutely.
But it's a very different kind of musical history, I would say, than a lot of even the surrounding areas.
Yeah, I mean, we live in Bean Blossom, Indiana, which is in southern Indiana, and that's where Bill Monroe made his home. I mean, literally, we live a couple miles from Bill Monroe's home and the Bill Monroe Park. So, you know, definitely there's a lot of bluegrass history and roots music and old-timey music in our town.
Yank Rochelle, the great blues mandolin player, played with Sleepy John Estes. Scrapper Blackwell and Leroy Carr.
John Mellencamp lives down the street from us.
Right.
Yeah. Scrapper Blackwell and Leroy Carr, they're the fellows that influenced Robert Johnson. That's where Robert Johnson got the idea for Chicago, or for Sweet Home Chicago. You know, it was originally Sweet Home Kokomo, and that song predates the other by a lot of years.
Kokomo is in Kokomo, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Not Kokomo as in, not Kokomo as in the Beach Boys song.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you see.
Although we're not sure if the Beach Boys weren't talking about Kokomo, Indiana, because they have a hell of a strip club in Kokomo, Indiana.
Yeah.
So it could be.
It could be.
And you
the
know that,
and
you know this from personal. I have to do it.
The old hip.
You know. You know about this hell of a strip club from personal experience.
From personal experience, and I've had friends who dance there.
There you go. Because, you know, when we're talking about roots music, when we're talking about the blues, right, people have their eye on Mississippi. They have their eye on Chicago. They probably don't have their eagle eye instantaneously on Indiana, right?
We're between them.
We're between Mississippi and Chicago.
Yeah, so they always want, people want to label stuff. They want to categorize stuff. They like nice, neat things. People like stereotypes. They like, you know, it's like,
I don't think that's any fun. I think that's a big fat waste of time.
Well, you know, one of the things that that has been the secret to our success is that we are different.
Okay, Kentucky Colonel. So Elvis, Roy Rogers, and I have to do this close to the microphone, and Tiger Woods. Now, have you thrown Tiger out of the core yet?
I don't know. You have to ask the.
I mean, what are the rules?
The governor of Kentucky. Authority.
Are there any rules, though, because I still have my original Boy Scout handbook. Are there any, like, definitive rules for being a Kentucky colonel?
No, it's...
Is there, like, a standardized test?
No, it's kind of a service award is really what it is.
So it's kind of like being Sir Paul McCartney.
You don't apply to become a Kentucky colonel.
It's exactly...
I can just see the
it's
form.
It's like being knighted in Kentucky.
It's exactly like being... It's like being knighted in Kentucky. That's the best way to describe
it. Is there, like, a really cool ceremony?
No, but you get an awesome certificate, and you get this right here, which I'm going to pull out of my wallet and show you. And if this doesn't blow your mind,
if it gets you a discount, if it gets you a discount on gas,
show you on the radio.
It
doesn't.
Nor does it get you discounts at KFC.
Oh, if it doesn't, no, well, wait, wait,
but
wait.
A true Kentucky colonel
don't ask for such things
because they don't need it.
Kentucky colonels give. They don't ask for things.
Check that out.
That's brass.
The brass card you get.
Wow.
Give it a little cling so people can tell it's brass.
This is
cling that.
It's not as impressive as I thought it would sound. Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
There you go. Brass on the microphone.
Hey, we got natural Phil Spector reverb on this thing.
Yeah.
Kentucky colonels come with reverb. That's one of the things. So money, meth, you know, farm life, murder, you know, and yet it's all danceable, right? Yeah. It's all party. It's, gotta be, it's all party music. Yeah. And my favorite music is the stuff that you party to, and then afterwards you go, wait a minute. They pulled me into real life here.
Well, that's
I think what this does amazingly.
Well, thank you. Thanks for noticing, to be honest with you. Thanks for noticing. For me, you know, playing from the heart music that that said something sometimes, at least every now and then, you know, has always been real important to me. Meth's terrible. I mean, it was invented by Hitler's Nazis, for God's sakes. I mean, it destroys. What it does is the I think the one of the most amazing horrific things about it is that it dulls your senses in a way where, like, when you smell flowers after you've done meth, they don't ever smell as good again. When you eat a hamburger, it's never tastes as good again. You know, like, that to me is like,
it's over after that. Yeah.
That's frighteningly horrible. Yeah, you know what I mean, like, yeah. I can't even imagine, you know, to have that taken away from you.
So back to the fun stuff. You got yourself a pretty good producer. I'm interested in the relationship because you've got, you know, a sound. And so you get in with a producer, and producer's job are, depending on the producer, they're either there to represent the sound or to craft the sound or to be a pain in your ass.
No
or C, D, excuse me, all that college, and I come up with D with C on the fourth, all of the above.
Well, the thing about Paul is he's very good about letting us be us and capturing that in the best way possible. And also, you know, we've been working with Paul for a while, and it's one of those things where I think he and I know each other. We know when to pick our battles, I think.
Ah, yes. I get
that's
it.
Great. I think that's the way any good friendship is, though, isn't it?
It's super relaxed recording with him as well.
Well,
he's
you know,
yogi, for God's
sake. I trust him.
On top of that, it's just real mellow. It's like playing at home.
We've got reverends, we've got colonels, we've got yogis.
Yep.
We got more titles in here.
We collect titles like some people collect stamps.
We've got more titles in here. And no overdubs.
No overdubs.
Analog, tape, live.
Yep.
How many takes to get to some of those?
Some of them was first take.
Just nailed it, huh?
Some of them it took a handful, you know. Trying to think which ones were first take ones.
Miss Sarah
was, for sure. I'm going to play that live here in a minute. I have to look at the thing, but, you know, some of them were, you know, were first, some were second, some were third. Some of them might have been the 10th, but you know, we just played it until we got it right, you know, like they did in the old days.
I was reading about putting together the video for Clap Your Hands and how you were pretty much sure that this was going to be a holy dying mess.
Yes.
Right? Because
well,
you think,
the
okay.
Reverend Peyton was.
Yeah.
I always had faith.
Yeah, because you were that. No, wait, that's backwards.
I know.
He's the reverend.
I know.
He's supposed to have faith. You're supposed to, you know, have doubt. So what's up? What's up?
It was
come on,
Breezy's
your name.
Idea,
your name is Breezy. You're supposed to be all over the place, and he's supposed to be the one that's sacrosanct and definitive. So role reversal, baby.
Yeah, no, it was my idea, so I had to act like I had some faith in it.
Big hip hop people like Lil Wayne and Soulja Boy and
but he's a
Flogging
fan of
Molly.
Ours, so we were able to overcharge people like Lil Wayne so that he could afford to do it for the big
damn
band.
That's what happened. Yeah. We couldn't
thank
afford
you, Lil Wayne
usually.
And Soulja Boy.
Yeah, because I know there was no budget.
There wasn't much of a budget for that.
No,
at all.
It was tiny. So. You know, bare minimum to make a video that cool. That's for sure.
How many washboards do you go through a year? What percentage of them do you get incendiary
I've been
with?
Through
50 this year.
50 or so this year.
Yeah,
so
this
in, maybe 100.
So this I'm gonna give it a very, very fancy name. This incendiary washboard habit of yours.
Yes.
Does this come from childhood issues?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. I was born with my mother's tubes tied, and I blame that.
You do for your ability
to squeeze me a little too tight.
To destroy, and do you have your own personal washboard supplier to the stars?
I do. It's called Bear Hardware in Bean Blossom, Indiana, Nashville, Indiana.
And so are you like 99% of the washboard sales
I could
for them?
Be. Well, no, because I've spread the word. This is something that makes me angry, and I doubt anyone from Bear Hardware is going to listen to this. But I tell people to come there when they're like, where do you buy your washboards? So our fans go there in Indiana to buy them, and I still don't get a discount.
Well, okay, that was what I was going to ask you. Have you looked at their P&L of how much money you've made them on washboards?
I know.
Like, what's their margin on washboards?
I don't know.
250 gigs a year, and yet you love home life. So that's an interesting thing to have to balance.
But there's no choice, right?
Yeah.
I love being at home. I love being on the road. I guess I'm always happy but never satisfied, I guess. Last summer, we did just 2 weeks of Warped Tour. This year, we did the whole thing, and that same week that we had we started Warped Tour, we played Sturgis at the bike rally in South Dakota. We played the Vancouver Folk Fest, which is a really stuffy folk festival, and then we did the Warped Tour. You know, I mean, we'll play anywhere.
We do a thing called a musical sandwich.
All right,
it's two of your songs is the bread, and songs by artists in between.